Hey guys, got a great segment for you today. The three fat loss mistakes that you are probably making and you don't even realize it. And I am super pumped about this piece today. I think you guys are going to love this. I think one of these three is going to speak to you. I especially think number three is going to speak to every single person that tunes in. And so I am super excited about these three mistakes. I really think you're going to get a lot of value from today's segment. But before we get into the episode, don't forget the fat loss formula is available and it is completely free. You know, today we're going to talk about the three mistakes that you might be making. But the fat loss formula shows you the three variables that you can start utilizing right away. A training variable, a cardio variable, and a nutrition variable that you can start, you know, using to your advantage immediately to jumpstart your fat loss and start moving quickly towards your physique goal. So it's right down there in the show notes. The link is plain as day, totally free. You can grab it in about 9 seconds. The fat loss formula, grab that guy right now, and I promise you will not be disappointed. But without further ado, here is today's episode, the three fat loss mistakes you're probably making and don't even know it. Hey, Jim Schultz here for the F Cubed podcast, and we are back, man. It is a Friday, and I thank you all so much for kicking off your weekend with me here today. If you are listening to this in real time, it is February 22nd, 2019, and so that means tomorrow is Mama Schultz's birthday. So happy birthday to Mama Schultz. I mean, we could spend an entire podcast episode, a series of episodes, on just all the incredible things that you've done for me and brought into my life. So thank you, Mom. I love you, and happy birthday. But on to the task at hand, at least here on February 22nd, I wanted to have a little fun with today's episode and talk about three fat loss mistakes that you are probably making and you don't even know it. And so my hope is that you actually go through this episode and you're like, yeah, Jim, I'm not making any of those mistakes. Like, I've downloaded your fat loss formula. Hey, quick shout out to the fat loss formula that you guys heard about in the intro there. And I'm not making any of these mistakes, dude. I am better than that. Hey, that would be phenomenal. But just in case one of these mistakes has kind of snuck into your realm, maybe calling it out into the light will help you. So let's get right into it, man. Three fat loss mistakes you are probably making and you don't even know it. Number one, cutting your calories too low. Now, this might seem obvious to some of you, and it might not to others of you. I was actually just having a conversation with a guy the other day who is looking to lose about, I think he said maybe 30, 40 pounds. And so he's got a road ahead of him, not unlike many of us, not unlike myself, as I get ready, you know, to take the bodybuilding stage here in the fall. And so we were talking about macros and we were talking about nutrition. And he was operating under the assumption that you should set your current macros at your target weight. So you should set your current macros at your target weight. Like, you should use your target weight to determine what you should be eating now. And I kind of gently steered him in another direction. I said, hey, you might want to be careful with that, because you might be setting your calories way too low. And so there are, you know, a host of reasons why this is a problem. So let's kind of start to unpack some of those. The first one is this. So if you cut your calories really low in the beginning, to start with, if you cut your calories down really low, so like what would be really low? Like let's say you're a female. I know I use most of my examples as men, so let's throw a quick shout out to the women out there. Let's say you're a female, and let's say that you weigh 155 pounds, and you would like to be 135 pounds. So you've got a 20-pound cut that you're looking to do. If you're 155 pounds, there's a good chance that you can probably start with your calories somewhere around 1600, probably. It's going to vary quite a bit from one person to the next, but generally speaking, that's probably a safe range to assume. So really low for you would be like coming out of the gates and eating like 800 calories or 900 calories or even 1,000 calories or even 1,100 calories. That would be way too low for you at this stage in the game. And here's the reason why. If you do that, you're going to realize great progress at the beginning. Like, you are going to just cut through fat like butter, man. Like, it is just going to melt off your frame. And you're going to be like, whoa, this is amazing. I feel incredible. Like, yeah, this is kind of hard or really hard, but it's worth it because I'm losing weight so rapidly. But the problem is, you know, this would be the case in our little fictitious example with this woman who wants to lose 20 pounds. It was the case with the guy I was talking with the other day that wants to lose 40 pounds. The problem is, you don't want to lose just 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 pounds that you're going to lose in the beginning. You want to lose more than that. Well, our bodies are really, really smart. And I know I've talked about this before on the podcast, but this is one of those things that, man, we just couldn't repeat this enough. Your bodies are really smart. They are designed to keep you alive. So what they're really good at is finding equilibrium. What they're really good at is maintaining homeostasis. So if you're feeding your body 800 calories when you should be feeding it 1600 calories, your body is going to adjust to 800 calories. It's going to basically determine, hey, this is our new normal. Like, yeah, we lost a little body fat at the beginning because we had to. We lost a little body weight at the beginning because we had to. But now that we've adjusted and this is our new normal, this is going to be our new body weight level. So we're going to cling on to our body fat. We don't want to get rid of our body fat because we need that body fat for sustained energy. And so simply because of the fact that our bodies are so smart, we don't want to cut our calories too low. But here's another reason why you don't want to cut your calories too low. And this one is so obvious that I think we forget it a lot of the time. And I know I do. I do all the time. Like, in preparing today's podcast, I was going over my notes and kind of jotting some things down, and I had forgotten to write this down. I'm like, how did I forget that? Like, that may be the most important thing. Let's stick with our example. Female, 155 pounds, wants to be 135, should be starting at about 1600, 1700, starts at 800 calories instead. That is going to be very, very hard. So let's just go ahead and throw that out there. That's not just going to be a breeze. That's not just going to be a walk in the park to where you're like, oh, 800 calories? Yeah, I'm going to knock this out, no problem. You know, one day to the next, I'm just going to be cruising. Like, no. If your body is in a situation where it is expecting a lot more food and you shock it to the downside, like you shock it with, you know, only a little bit of food, you're going to be hungry, man. You are going to be hungry. You are going to be tired. You are going to be fatigued. And let's be real. There's a really good chance that you're going to crash and burn. There's a really good chance that you're going to snap and you're going to totally rebound. And I've done that before in the past. I've done that more times than I care to admit. And I'd be willing to bet that if you've, you know, taken your hand at trying to lose some fat in the past, it's happened to you too. That's because, you know, in some ways, this is just a natural human consequence, right? Like, we're going to make mistakes. We're never going to be perfect. But if you put yourself in a position where you should be eating 1,600 calories and you're eating 800 or 900 or 1,000, you're just kind of inviting unnecessary difficulty, in my opinion. Because the other side to this, or an extension on this, is dieting is hard. Like, this is going to be hard. This is not going to be easy. Even if you eat 1,600 calories, you're going to be in a little bit of a deficit. You're also going to be training. You're also going to be doing cardio. You know, you're going to be planning your meals. Like, it's going to be a tremendous physical, mental, emotional investment. Even if you do it gradually, even if you do it slowly. So if you go, you know, full throttle, shout out to Full Throttle Fat Loss. If you go full throttle and take your calories really, really low, then you're just taking an already hard situation and you're making it really, really difficult. You're taking with something that's already not going to be easy, and you're making it nearly impossible. So, mistake number one, you cut your calories too low. There is a really good chance that that is going to backfire in a big, big way. All right, so what about fat loss mistake number two? So this one I think is a little bit less obvious. The way I've structured them today, they're going to get less and less obvious. I think the first one, you guys could maybe see that one coming. The second one, some of you are going to be like, yeah, I'm tracking with you on that one. Others are going to be like, yeah, I guess I hadn't really thought about that. You are relying too heavily on supplements. You are putting way too much stock, way too much stake in supplements. The truth is, there are no supplements, especially for fat loss, that are going to give you more than 3, maybe 5% of the puzzle. And I don't care how many scoops of the Fat Melter 5000 you're slamming down every single day. It doesn't make a difference. You might get an edge, if that's even the right word, of 3, 4, 5% from whatever supplements you're taking. Most of them are a complete waste of money. If I'm being real and I'm being honest and I'm being transparent, most of them are a total waste of money. I believe this wholeheartedly. This is, of course, until the FQ supplement line launches in 2022, and I want all of you to buy all of my supplements. But until then, most supplements are a complete waste of money. They're all hype, they're all flash, they're no real follow-through. This is pretty much the case across the board when it comes to fat loss supplements. But even if it gives you an extra 3% or 4% or 5%, you've got to keep in mind that you now have to do the work that goes along with the other 97% or 95%. You've got to do the training. You've got to put forth the time with your nutrition. You've got to structure things in such a way that the lion's share of your puzzle is in really good shape. I think too many people take their supplements thinking that, yes, this is going to be the cure-all. This is going to be the fix that I've been looking for. And so I think this is a big mistake that a lot of people make, especially when it comes to fat loss, because most fat loss supplements are 0%. Most fat loss supplements aren't even the 3, 4, or 5%. Most of these guys are going to really just sap up your money and not really give you anything in return. And you know, as sadly, a lot of companies, they know our emotions. They know what speaks to us. They know what will get us excited. They know what they can say to us to sell to us. They know that we want to be fit now. They know that we wanted to be shredded yesterday. And so what are they going to do? They're going to serve up the Fat Melter 5000 with, you know, a research study here or, you know, some celebrity endorsement there that just says, oh yeah, this is the thing that I took that turned it all around. And it's just not true, man. I'm telling you straight up, it's just not true. From a fat loss standpoint, there are very few things out there that I think are really going to help you in any significant ways. And so that's why when people get started on a fat loss program, right? Like when people get started and they want to start losing weight or losing fat, which is more or less one and the same, but there are some important differences. But people want to get more fit and that involves losing fat. I always suggest I wouldn't take any supplements at all for fat loss, period. Literally, I wouldn't take a single one. I would save your money for other things. I would save your supplement budget for like some wellness supplements like fish oil or vitamin D or even a multivitamin or something like that. Or if you want to go down the performance route, Autumn and I actually did a Facebook Live. I'll link to it down in the show notes, but we actually did a Facebook Live every Tuesday night. As some of you guys might know, we get on Facebook Live at 8:15 Central Standard Time, and we talk about you know, either, it's usually either fitness or faith. We kind of bounce between the two each week. So every other week, we're focusing on fitness. And then in the off week, it's usually faith. There's not a huge finance component right now, and that's just because of, you know, the direction that I'm headed right now with FQ. Finance is still going to play a very, very big role in the future, but right now, I've just got my eye on fitness and faith. So a couple of weeks ago, we actually talked about supplements, and I talked about fat loss supplements kind of being a waste of money and so on and so forth, and that's what kind of coined this second mistake that I think a lot of people make. But we also talked about performance supplements. So I gave you guys like a list of like three or four or five different supplements that you could start taking and instantly become better. You could start taking and immediately improve either your overall wellness or your performance in the gym. So definitely give that guy a look if you haven't seen it already. You know, again, I'll just drop the link down below. You can find it very easily and you can give it a look. I think it was one of our better Tuesday nights that we've had in a while. So if you want to take supplements for performance, I'm all about it. I'm all for it. And we're not even talking about like PEDs like Gary Sheffield, Alex Rodriguez stuff. Like we're talking about like legitimate supplements that you can buy off of Amazon and have them, you know, at your door in a couple of hours. And so from a performance standpoint, I think that that makes a ton of sense. But from a fat loss standpoint, man, there's just nothing there. Honestly, get your nutrition in order, get your training in order, save your money, put in the work. That is the best way to lose fat. And so if you right now are taking a supplement, or if you right now are considering a supplement, I would strongly encourage you to think twice about that. And even if you do, just recognize the fact that it's not going to give you more than a few percent of the puzzle. You know, don't make the mistake of thinking that this thing is going to catapult you to a leaner and lighter physique, because it's just not going to do it. Now, that being said, one final note, the placebo effect is real. The placebo effect is very, very real. You take a supplement, you think it's working, so you work harder. That is a real phenomenon, absolutely. But all I'm asking you to do is, rather than go to, you know, Amazon, or rather than go to GNC, heaven forbid you go to GNC, rather than go to GNC and spend $97 for the Fat Melter 5000, or go to Amazon and spend $67 for the same tub of Fat Melter 5000, man, just go to Walgreens and get a little thing of Tic Tacs. And right on the side, Fat Melter 5000. That's $1.50. You pop that pill in your mouth, and you might get the same placebo effect, right? And you think I'm joking, like I'm sort of serious. And so give that a shot. You will save yourself a bucket of cash. All right, so let's bring it home, baby. Fat loss mistake number 3. So with this one, you know, I was going to go with something like super obvious, right? I was going to go with something like, you're not training hard enough, or you're doing too much cardio, or whatever, right? But I'm like, nah, they all know that. Like, you've already got all that. And if you don't, then let me just encourage you or caution you. You might not be training hard enough, and you might be doing too much cardio. So check yourself on those two fronts if need be. But for this last one, this is going to be something that I think is going to speak to, I'd be willing to bet that, so if you're listening to this podcast and you have any interest in fitness whatsoever, which I think is a reasonable assumption, right? Maybe you found this podcast and, you know, you misclicked and found yourself caught in the web that is the FQB podcast. If that's the case, then I apologize, but I'm also thankful that you've stuck around to the end of this episode. But assuming that you have some inclination into the fitness world in some way, shape, or form, I'd be willing to bet that what I'm going to say next has applied to you in the past and might even apply to you right now. So I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when it comes to fat loss, and they don't even realize it, is something that they actually probably do realize, but they probably don't realize how much it's setting them back. And here's what I mean. Raise your hand if you've ever been in this situation. The day starts, you have a good breakfast, everything is set, everything is solid, you go for a walk, you do your cardio, you get your training and whatever, but then lunch comes around, and for whatever reason, whether it be a work party, or, you know, like your wife surprised you with lunch, or you just somehow, some way, stumbled into a CC's and you can't find an exit, you end up having a couple slices of pizza, like two, three slices of pizza, and you get done with the with that pizza and you look at your watch and it's 12 o'clock and you're like, well, I already blew it. I might as well just eat whatever I want for the rest of the day. Like, I might as well just start fresh tomorrow or Monday, and I might as well just eat whatever I want for the rest of the day or the rest of the week. I think I'd be willing to bet that we have all been in that situation. I know that I have been in that situation so many times, I'm embarrassed to admit it to you. I have been in that exact situation so many times, I don't even feel qualified to be hosting this podcast. Now, thankfully, by God's grace alone, I assure you, it is much less of an issue for me now these days, but I still do this from time to time. It is still something that will pop up from time to time. Well, I think that we all logically, and this is what I meant with kind of that cryptic intro, I think we all logically know that this is probably not the right thing to do, right? I think we can all probably logically, intuitively agree that you would be much better off if you just kind of got back on the horse that day and just proceeded, you know, along your normal course of action. But emotionally, that never feels right. Emotionally, which is a huge, you know, you want to talk about pieces to the puzzle. Like, we talked about 3-5% of the puzzle being supplements in the last one. Well, you know, I mean, your emotions are, I don't know, 70, 80, 90% of the puzzle when it comes to, like, sticking with your program. I don't care how much something makes sense. If you can't actually do it because you're not emotionally ready or emotionally equipped, then it's not going to make a difference, right? And so what I wanted to do here today was I kind of, you know, it's own podcast, and I actually have some content coming out about this, about like emotional eating and mindsets and that kind of stuff. I'm not exactly sure when it's going to be, and so I hate to drop that breadcrumb on the trail without letting you guys know when we're going to be able to pick it up again, but at some point in the future, in some way, shape, or form, you know, I want to start doing some content around that because I think and know that it is very, very important. When you find yourself in a situation where you've gone off track, whether it's early in the day, late in the day, it doesn't make a difference. When you find yourself in that situation, I don't really want to talk, I don't want to go down the rabbit hole today of talking about, like, you know, explicit strategies for how to get you out of that situation. Because like I said, that's its own podcast, and I want to do that justice when we get to that point. Here's what I want to say to you right now. I want to give you something that I still think is super practical. If you are in that spot, if you are able to reset, if you are able to just step away and breathe and just give an honest, objective assessment of the situation and say, all right, here I am. I'm at CeCe's. I just had 3 slices of pizza and a couple cinnamon rolls. There's the exit right there. I can actually leave whenever I want to. I probably just had an extra 800 calories, let's say. And I think that might be a fair guess, right? Depends on obviously what was on the pizza, how big they were, you know, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, maybe you had 800, 1,000 extra calories. That's mostly going to be from carbs, right? Not a whole lot of extra protein. It's mostly extra carbs, extra fats. Okay. So you just had an extra 1,000 calories. If you actually stop and you reset in that moment and you just say, all right, I've got an extra 1,000 calories that I've got to deal with over the coming days and weeks. If you are actually able to get back on the horse, nothing crazy, right? Like, just like I'm trying to encourage you not to just spend the rest of the day eating donuts and ho-hos and turning a 1,000-calorie surplus into a 4,000-calorie surplus, which might sound ridiculous, but it's not that hard to do. It really isn't. Rather than doing that, I'm also not talking about the opposite. I'm also not talking about a common feeling that I think a lot of us have All right, man, I just fell off the wagon. It's only noon. Here's what I'm going to do. The rest of the day, I've got to go zero carbs. I've got to go zero carbs. I've got to go zero fats. I may give myself a couple bites of chicken breast, but that's it, man. I've got to right the ship now to get myself back on track. I think that's a huge get myself back on track. I think that's a huge mistake too. I think that if you do that, you are now starting to train yourself to think in this yo-yo mentality. You are now starting to train yourself, you know, even kind of subconsciously, you're inviting in this starve binge cycle, which is not a healthy relationship with food. What I would encourage you to do is if you can step away and if you can reset, just proceed with the rest of your day like you would if you hadn't gone off track. Whatever you have scheduled for that day, a low day, a medium day, a high day if you're carb cycling, or just a regular day, just proceed as normal. Have your normal meals like you normally would. Now, if you're really full and maybe you just want to have a little bit less oatmeal because you're just really full, or you want to have a little bit less cereal or a little bit less, I mean, whatever you eat, doesn't matter, then that makes sense. But I would not encourage you to try to get it all back that day. We've got to remember that this is a long-term thing. We've got to remember that this is a lifestyle, man. We've got to remember that we are playing the long game. We're not trying to build Rome in a day, and we're not trying to shed all this fat in a weekend. It just doesn't work that way. And so these little decisions that we make, they train us to behave as if it does work that way. And just like little by little, they add up and you find yourself in a yo-yo cycle or a starve binge cycle and you don't know how you got there. Little by little, we can claw our way out. Little by little, we can establish better habits. And little by little, we can find ourselves on those days when, hey, life just happens, you have a little bit of pizza, you reset, and you realize, all right, I just had 4 slices of pizza and a couple of huge chocolate chip cookies. Honestly, that's probably 1,300 calories. But you know what? It's not going to be that big of a deal if I can get back on track. The reason why I wanted to bring this up is because I think that if people actually did this, if people, if they didn't change anything else about their dieting strategy, and I don't even know what your or their dieting strategy might be, but if you changed nothing about your dieting strategy and the only thing you did was, and I'm just speaking to the average person that wants to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds, like the guy I was talking to, like our fictitious female, you know, earlier, wanted to lose, you know, 20 pounds. If they just stopped the bleeding on these blowout days, if they just stopped the bleeding on these really super high days, they would probably reach their goals or get really close. I believe so wholeheartedly in this final mistake. That's why I wanted to leave the most time for it, and that's why I saved it for the end. Because if you can reset and just get back on track, nothing crazy, nothing special, I think you'll be blown away at how much time, how much effort, how much work you're going to save yourself, and how much emotional stress you're going to save yourself. And so that is it, man. Those are my 3 fat loss mistakes that you're probably making that you don't even know about. And I hope that one of those spoke to you. I actually hope that none of them spoke to you. Like I said, I hope that you just listened to all those and you were like, yeah, Jim, got it. Check, check, check. I'm not doing any of those things, man. I'm humming along and, you know, my fat loss endeavors are going really well. I legitimately, genuinely hope that's the case. And if that is the case, then you, sir or madam, need to pat yourself on the back. But maybe one or more of those did speak to you. And if it did, you know, maybe go back, listen to it again and think about it and think about what you're going to do the next time you run into that situation. And as I alluded to, especially with the final point, you know, I want to do a lot more stuff about the emotional side, you know, kind of our mindsets around, you know, how we handle, you know, failure and success and emotional eating and, you know, building habits and all that kind of stuff, because I think it is so valuable and it is so important. So I thank you guys so much for your time, so much for your attention today. If you wanted to do me a solid, man, head on over, to, you know, iTunes if you're listening to this on Apple or Spotify or whatever. I don't even know if Spotify does reviews or ratings. I'm not even sure that they do. But wherever you're listening, wherever you are listening to this on, please do me a favor. Leave me a rating. Leave me a review. I know it's on iTunes. So if you're on iTunes, I know it's right there. That would really help me out a ton if you actually subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave me an honest, open review. I would love to read it. And it helps push the podcast out to more people so we can help to spread the message. And so that is it, man. That is all I have for you guys today. I really hope you guys have a great, great weekend. And I will, of course, be back next Friday. We'll see you then. Hey, guys, real quick. Just wanted to make you guys aware, if you don't already know about this, every Tuesday night, Autumn and I get on Facebook live at 8:15 Central Standard Time for about a half an hour. And man, we just answer questions. We have an open discussion about all things fitness, finance, and faith. And we've been doing this for all of 2018, and it's been a lot of fun, and we really look forward to it every week. And so I wanted to make you guys aware and invite you guys to join us on the next Tuesday. You know, as your schedule permits, man. I mean, we're all busy. We're all super busy. And so just pop in for a few minutes, you know, just kind of be a casual observer or bring a question or a comment or an issue or whatever. Facebook live every Tuesday night, 8:15 Central Standard Time. I will see you guys there.